Sophie, Sophie, get away from that shop window. I know what goes on in there. I watch Channel 5.
It's Anne Summers.
Oh, is she?
That's what the shop's called.
It's not what I'd call it.
You'd look good in that rubber one.
See? You don't get that sort of attention standing outside Laura Ashley. Come on, hurry up. I've got a wet wipe somewhere.
Our Father, whose art is in heaven, hello. Please help me find romance on the northeast coast. I don't know why it hadn't happened yet. Oh, and P.S. If you're planning a miraculous conception, don't forget my mother has high blood pressure. The
of your love's like the to Hull and Back by Lucy Beaumont. And this will be our year to belong to.
Is a wondrous thing. Oh, what a lovely Sunday film, Sophie.
I know, Ernie. Thanks for coming to watch it.
I'm back.
Oh, no. Just sit really still. She might not tell you off for out.
I don't know who he thinks he is. Well, he's met his match. I've been running that car boot stall since Nelson lost his eye, and I may be many things, but I am not common. And if he'd think... Are you crying?
We've just watched an affair to remember. I'm moved.
Well, stop it. We've got work to do. I can't be doing with you, Ernie. Go home.
Thanks, Sheila.
And look what you've left. The crumbs on my chaise lingerie.
It's not a chaise lingerie, Mother. It's just the other arm's fallen off.
There's a dustpan and brush under the stairs, Ernie.
Okie doke.
What's happened?
Car boot Johnny. He's moved all the pitches round, Surfy, and he's putting us in that really muddy corner next to the stinking burger van.
Well, maybe if we actually had a car.
He says, you don't bring enough stuff to have a car, Smith. I told him, we can't carry a lot, what with my hip and your ingrowing toenails.
I don't have ingrowing toenails.
You do now. Do you know why he's changing it all? I shall tell you, to make room for Kirkella Ladies Golf Club. They're going on the nice tarmac with the pot plants.
Well, we hardly sell anything, do we? You keep most of it.
It's a class divide. He'll be getting backhanders from them golf women. He thinks because we live in an ex-council house, he can shove us out the way. Well, he cannot. I buy pitted olives as well. No, we'll go back together next Sunday and show him.
No, I'm looking for something a bit more glamorous.
Have you had baked beans today?
Yeah.
There's a bit on your forehead.
Well, I'm not standing in that muddy patch, OK?
Well, you know, you won't have to. I've got something up my sleeve.
What do you mean?
I'm going to join the Ladies' Golf Club. Four!
Oh. Bloody hell, Sheila. You nearly had my good eye out.
I'm in training, Jean.
What for? To be a sniper?
For the Kirkella Ladies Golf Association.
Have you got any of that dilute juice, Sheila? I'm parched.
I know. You're sweating a lot. What have you been doing? Press-ups?
Peeling spuds. You should see how many we have.
I can see how many you have. I really think you should reconsider wearing mainly polyester. Someone of your girth needs cotton or a light cheesecloth.
What did you want me for? Because I'm in the middle of tea.
You need to have a word with your little friend in the kitchen.
What's up, Soph?
Now,
tell her how many times you've watched that daft film.
9. An Affair to Remember.
Oh, is that the one where he's an artist and she buys his work?
Yeah.
And they arrange to meet at the top of the Empire State Building. But she gets run over.
Have you seen it?
No. What are you getting mushy for, any road?
Can I have a word in private? Come into my gas cupboard. Jean, I want a boyfriend.
A boyfriend? I thought you wanted to go to Centre Parks.
I do. Look at Deborah Kerr in that film. You can have lost the use of both your legs and be bedridden, and the man of your dreams can just come knocking at your door.
A man came knocking at my door today.
What did he say?
Do you want any thick bleach?
Well, I'm ready for a man in my life.
Have you told your mother?
Told me what?
I'm not saying out.
What?
She wants a boyfriend.
Jean!
A boyfriend? You never looked after the cat.
Right,
I'll make a move now the emergency is over.
Hey, your mother said she'd make me an apple turnover. Will you remind her?
Yeah. Are you going to come to the job centre with me tomorrow, Soph?
No, I'm on a quest for love. I need to sort my hair out.
See you later.
Was that Cary Grant in the film?
Eddie, what are you doing in our gas cupboard?
I was trying to find your dustpan and brush.
That was yesterday.
I know, it's OK. I didn't have any plans. Oh, what a suave man Cary Grant was. I met him, you know.
Did you?
Nearly. He was called Gary Grant, this guy. But close that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I've been so inspired by that film. I'd love to be in a romantic movie. Meet me on top of the Eiffel Tower. I'll be in a fair coat. You wear a top hat. Oh, I think I need to meet an artist like Cary Grant was. Where would you find one of those?
In Ferrin's Art Gallery.
Any, that's not a bad idea.
Is it? No one's ever said that to me before.
Excuse me, sweetie. I couldn't help but notice you chomping away with your cool bag and your little serviettes. You're not allowed to eat inside the gallery, darling.
It's just with you having benches.
I think they're more for taking in the work.
And the cutlery.
Cutlery?
Yeah, those wooden spoons over there.
Oh, no. That's an installation piece.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've got yoghurt on it. Have I ruined it?
I'm not sure, darling. How many spoons does an Amazonian love tree need?
What?
Exactly. Actually, you could meet the artist and apologise yourself. He's here soon. The brochure's here, honey. His name's Owen. There he is.
Oh, he's got lovely shiny skin.
Bit vacant looking. You might really get on. No. Don't touch it, sir. I'll get someone.
Annie.
Oops-a-daisy.
Annie, I found the artist.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to buy a fair coat and a top hat.
Sophie, my fake tan look. I can't get it off.
Oi.
Where's that scrubber with the thick bristles?
I made it into a hedgehog.
Why?
I don't know. I missed the cat.
What have you done to your hair?
I've straightened it.
What, with the iron?
Yeah. I had it on a wool setting, though.
Where's that scarf from?
That bin bag. Does it make me look arty?
No. Put it back, it's for the car boot.
Oh, you've got a cheap mother. What's this stud here, look? A 6-foot paper mache, Ronald McDonald.
I kept that for you. You'd have loved that as a child.
I'm not a child anymore, I'm nearly 32. And I've met someone special.
No, you haven't.
I have.
What's his name?
You won't know him.
I might know his mother.
It's none of your business.
None of my business. You wrecked this body, you know. It was like delivering cattle, all elbows and knees. And don't forget, you were in an incubator.
So?
I could have the wrong baby. If Ul Royal rang and said, I'm sorry, Sheila, we've made a terrible mistake, your daughter's a foot taller and loves the mother, I'd believe him.
Oh, I've got this warm feeling all inside.
Yeah, it's acid reflux, I get that. Who is he?
An artist. He wants people to hang spoons off his Amazonian love tree.
I bet he does. You won't be going anywhere near his love tree. Where did you meet him?
Ferrin's Art Gallery. Oh, we're going to have this powerful connection.
Have you actually met him?
It's deeper than that.
Oh, good grief. An artist won't be interested in you, Sophie.
Well, Kelkella Golf won't be interested in you. They don't take on people like you, Mother.
Like what?
Common.
I am not common.
I'm going to get ready and go out.
It's cold outside.
You don't need to mollycoddle me. I'm an independent, free-thinking woman who doesn't need to be wrapped up in cotton wool by the mother.
Do you want to take some chicken dippers and a little napkin?
Yes, please.
You're listening to Radio Humberside. I'm Richie Adams. So, our subject this afternoon then, can entering into business with a family member be a recipe for disaster? And we've got Dave on line one. Dave, hello.
How are you? Yes, me and my son had a small appliance mending firm, and that didn't work.
What happened, Dave?
Well, he started mending loads of appliances.
And you fell out about it, did you?
No.
Well, that's sort of what this is about.
Oh, yes, then.
On line two is Sheila from Anlaby. Sheila.
No, it's an absolutely ridiculous question. I run a family business, Richie.
What sort of business do you have, Sheila?
We trade in sought-after goods, and we're very successful at it. So it gives me time to concentrate on my real passion, golf.
Bye, Mum.
Oh, sorry, Richie. Excuse me a moment. Sophie?
Yeah?
Where are you going dressed like that?
Corner shop.
Corner shop? You're wearing a pink fur coat and a headscarf. What are you going to buy, a twig?
It's maybe 1940s.
You look like Barbara Cartland.
I'll be an hour.
An hour?
Sheila.
Your chicken dippers aren't ready. She's gone.
Sheila, we're still live on air.
Sorry, Richie, where were we?
You were about to tell me what sort of business you have.
It's a mother and daughter one.
OK, so it's going well, is it?
Oh, very much.
Can I ask what we're talking profit-wise for your business, then? 4-5 figures?
Oh, millions. Mothers like myself work.
Sorry, Sheila, the line's very bad. Did you just say a million profit?
Yes.
You're an inspiration, Sheila.
Only me. There's an apple turnover for you here.
Oh, here is my secretary with our annual turnover.
And how much is it, Sheila?
How much? 1.5 million.
That's incredible.
Sheila?
I'd best be going. Switzerland on the other phone.
What's going on, Sheila?
Answer it. Say you're my secretary.
No!
Do it or you're not coming round anymore.
Hello, Sheila's secretary. It's the producer of Radio Ambassade. Okay. Right. Yes, they can ring on this number. Okay, bye. They're passing your details on to the press. He thinks you're the most successful mother and daughter business in East Yorkshire. I only came round to drop off a flan.
Jean.
What?
It's a pastry, not a flan.
And what can I do for you?
I don't know if you remember...
You're the girl that used one of our display spoons for her yoghurt.
Yeah. Well, it's about Owen, the artist.
Yes.
Will you give him this note when he comes on Friday? And this top hat?
Is he expecting them, sweetie?
Not really.
I don't think I can, then.
Do you know, I love those modern installations over there. Who are they by?
Darling, they're radiators.
Right. Look... There's this film, A Fair to Remember.
Oh, my God, it's my favourite film.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I want to see if Owen will meet me on the Humber Bridge.
Why?
Instead of the Empire State Building.
Oh, like a blind date sort of thing?
Yeah, like romantic.
Well, why not? I'll tell you what I know about him, shall I? You taking notes?
Yes, thank you. I'll get her to call you if she wants an interview. Sheila, this is ridiculous.
Oh, was that?
Grimsby Telegraph. They want a 2-page spread.
Right, we cannot let Sophie in on this yet, do you hear?
Mum!
Yes?
Can I come in?
No, not today, thank you.
Yes, Sophie?
You do know I live here,
don't
you?
Don't let her in. Jean, it's another one. Yorkshire Post.
Shh!
What's going on?
Nothing, we're just bonding.
Jean!
Do I look like Deborah Kerr if this fair was brown?
No, but you look like Bette Lynch if it was leopard.
He's from Paris.
Who is?
Owen the artist.
That's not a very French name.
I've left him a note to meet me on Humber Bridge on Friday night.
Right.
In a top hat and I'll be in this coat. Is that romantic?
No, it's weird. I'll text him back, Soph.
I haven't got his number. I've left my home one, though. Shall I go back and say I was joking?
Will it mean that you won't be back for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, go then.
Dear God in heaven above, please make sure I get my Hollywood ending.
Look out.
Come in, Ernie. Come and see her miserable face.
I don't find you funny.
What happened?
I got run over.
Sort of.
I did.
By a milk float, Sophie.
Also, I still got run over, like Deborah Kerr in the film, Ernie. It's a sign, I know it is. I'm definitely meant to meet Owen on the Humber Bridge.
Are you badly injured?
Yeah, she scraped her knee.
I had a bit of glass in it. I heard this, like, loud smash, and then everything went red.
He had a crate of tomato juice on board. That's the only reason they took her in. They couldn't assess the damage. A pink fur coat's in a right mess. They had it drip drying outside the cubicle. Looked like a shot muppet. yeah, just ignore that.
Why?
You need to tell her now, Sheila.
You know, you hear a lot about this amnesia. I was wondering if you'd be OK to get back to your executive position within the company.
What executive position?
There isn't one, Sophie. Your mother said live on radio that you both run a million-pound business and I'm your secretary.
Do we?
No, what? Of course not. And tell her what else.
I've been accepted into Ladies' Golf Club as an honorary member.
Oh, well done, Sheila.
Ta.
And tell her, Sheila.
The president of the golf club's coming to meet us here tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Well, I said we work from home.
We're going to have to tell her the truth, aren't you?
No, I can't, Sophie. It's been in the whole Daily Mail. Oh, hello. We can't get to the phone at the moment, but if you leave a message after the tone... Oh, blooming thing.
I'm back. Do you want any of that bleach now, Sheila? Because they're selling it down your street and all.
Right. Can you see what's wrong with this answer machine? I think it's broken. I want to put a more corporate message. Oh, there she is, my beautiful daughter.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Sophie. Qu'est-ce que c'est? I'm meeting Owen tonight, aren't I? I've been having a practice at getting ready. Do you think he speaks good English?
He might decide not to turn up, Soph. They sometimes do.
He will, if he's an artist like Cary Grant, he will.
But you'll be here when the golf lady arrives, won't you?
No, I've been thinking, Mother, I'd rather not have anything to do with it.
Well, Sophie, love, there is something I need to tell you. He called.
Owen?
Mm. Yes, early this morning.
Well, what did he say?
He said, thank you, but he can't meet you, is very busy and not wanting to become attached.
Sheila?
Are you lying, Mother? Is she Jean?
Jean wasn't here. Then. I'm not, love. I'm sorry. Love will happen when it's meant to happen.
It only happens in films.
I'll find you someone.
She don't mean an horror film, Sheila.
We need to concentrate now on getting our rightful place on that tarmac, don't we? Eh, that'll take your mind off it.
Maybe.
I could get in serious trouble for exaggerating the truth now it's in print. Even, you know, prison.
All right.
Good lass. I'm going to do us an itinerary for tomorrow. We'll all have a roll.
Well, I will if Jean will. Right. I'm going to listen to Bonnie Tyler and get in me onesie.
That was low, that was. That guy never rang up.
Yes, he did.
I don't believe you.
We need her on board, Jean. She'll only end up blabbing to someone.
All this just to get into a stuck-up golf club.
No, Jean, it's about more than that. It's about sticking it to the man. It's about standing proud on Sunday on that new tarmac.
What if he does turn up?
Oh, come on. An artist from Paris? Get off, she needs us protecting her.
No, you've got to let her go. Can't you see? She's trying to spread her wings.
Will you shut that kitchen door?
Listen to how upset she is, Sheila.
She's not ready for all that yet.
Maybe she is, and you just won't let her. Have you ever thought about that?
Have you seen that Barbie bubble bath? I want to smell of glamberries.
No, I haven't.
What are we going to do then, Jean?
We're going to pretend to run a £1 million business. From a two up, two down.
Girls, I don't think we've got a choice. What you been doing? You've been ages.
Oh, why do you want bingo sheets?
Well, so it looks like important paperwork. Spreadsheets, you know, facts and figures.
Whoa, Sheila, I've never seen your carpet. What have you done with all the clutter? I mean, precious items.
They're all at Ernie's. He's been tapping on that wall, actually. I think he might be trapped.
What are you doing?
I'm putting the arm back on. Sophie said you can tell it's not a chaise lounge. What are you doing, Sophie?
Painting the candlestick gold. And I've painted the mug tree.
Mug tree?
Yeah, and the kettle.
We've not got long now. Get the nibbles out of the oven. I need to find a fan. I need a fan. I've got a hot flush coming on.
Are you okay, Soph?
Yeah, fine.
You'd be meeting Owen now, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I don't blame him, though. We're just not meant to be two young lovers in Paris. It's fine.
It was like a jungle. But I found a clearing and I just said to myself, keep going.
Ernie, put that CD on when I tell you and stay in the kitchen. Hey, she's here. Mm. Right, action stations, everyone. Where's the champagne?
It's Lambrini.
I know, peel off the label. Put it on the side over there. We can do this. Ernie, music.
What shall I do?
You keep quiet. Hello. Come in. Do come in. We've so been looking forward to your arrival.
Oh, thank you.
This is my daughter, Sophie, and that's Jean, my secretary.
Hi there, Sophie. Jean?
I won't shake your hand. I'm a bit sweaty.
She's been at the gym. Was it Tai Chi today?
No, it was quite warm.
Sophie, show...
Anne.
Show Anne to her seat.
Come this way, madam. Gosh, it's very unusual in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what a lovely rug.
Yeah, the cat shat on it before it died.
Champagne, anyone?
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Would you like to see our mug tree, Anne?
No, she wouldn't. Here's the champagne. I can't find the cork.
It's a screw top.
Oh, you do it then.
Ooh, pop!
Oh, you little...
Oh, thanks for all this. You shouldn't have.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Don't you just love bubbly? I'll just get us some cups. I won't be a sec, Anne.
Would you like a warm aperitif, Anne?
Oh, thank you. You've made a real effort. People never bother.
Well, my mother's just so pleased you've accepted her.
What for?
Golf.
Golf? When did I do that?
You are the lady from the golf club.
No, I'm the lady selling thick bleach. I'm doing the odd numbers.
Down the side, Anne.
No, I've just got my trolley outside.
I'll get it. I'm very sorry, madam, but we've got an important visitor here. Come back later. I'm so sorry about that, Anne. I think she may be selling cheap bleach. Here, we use that Jif lemon.
Mother.
What? I've just sat down, Sophie.
Can I have a word, please? I don't think that woman outside is selling bleach.
Why?
Because she's sat over there.
She's selling bleach? Anne?
Yeah.
We've just greeted her with Handel's Messiah and Lambrini. Bloody heck, the door. Hello. Hello. I'm very sorry.
It's Sheila, isn't it?
Yes.
Dee Dee from Care Keller Ladies Golf.
I can't apologise enough. One moment, please. I can't breathe. Right, Ernie, put the music on. Put the music on again. That was a practice run. Just get that one out of the way. The real one's here.
Can you stop eating the aperitifs, please, Anne?
Yes, right. Are we ready? Hello, and welcome to our humble but prosperous abode.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you all.
Do come and sit down. This is Anne. She's just leaving.
Hello.
Anne? They're ever so nice here.
Dee Dee, do you want to see our mug tree?
Shut up. Apple teeth, Dee Dee?
No, thanks. I've just had a buttered scone. I must say, Sheila, we're all very excited that you've picked our exclusive little golf club. We'll make sure we look after you, you know.
Really?
Interesting headquarters you've got here, Sheila. Have you gone shabby chic?
Pardon?
You've purposely made things look tatty.
I'm just popping to the loo.
Well, it's nice to get out of the jag. I nearly had an accident on the Humber Bridge.
What happened?
Oh, do come and see our golden kettle, Dee Dee.
I hate it at the best of times, but this young lad crossed over. He had this big top hat on, blew off and hit the windscreen.
Really?
Sophie?
What's going on?
I'm very sorry, Dee Dee, but my mother won't be able to play golf.
No.
She's too busy stopping me meeting Parisian men and we've gone bust.
Bust?
Yeah, bust as in no money, we're skint.
Oh, I never asked what you were trading in.
Thick bleach.
Oh, I'm trading...
Shush, Anne!
I saw them knocking on doors nearby.
I know.
Would anybody like a game of bingo?
We just can't give it away, Dee Dee. Well, thanks for coming. Bye.
But,
you too, Anne.
Thanks for having me. I had a lovely time.
I'm sorry, Sophie. What are you doing, Sophie?
We've got a French phrase book somewhere. I'm going to Paris. I'm going to find Owen and I'm going to get away from you.
I was just trying to protect you. I thought you might have ended up heartbroken.
Here it is. What's the French for my mother is a liar? Ma mère something. Ma mère is...
Hello. I'm so sorry. My daughter and I can't get to the fern. We're flying round the world together. But please leave a message after the turn.
Hello there, this is Owen. I waited for you on the bridge. I'm afraid I lost your hat. I take it you're on a plane somewhere then, so I'll see you. I've got to get back to Paris now.
He doesn't sound very French, does he?
No, I'd maybe learn Welsh just in case, love.
To remember.
That was To Hull and Back by Lucy Beaumont. It starred Maureen Lipman, Lucy Beaumont, Kerry Marsh, Norman Lovett, Sue McCormick, Annie Soule, Christopher Simpson and John Richardson. It was produced by Carl Cooper and was a BBC Radio Comedy production.